بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله. We are about to experience the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last day of Sha'ban, he gathered the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire life, he lived a practical life. He practically showed the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in how to become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's friend, how to gain success in this world and the akhirat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would repeatedly advise the Sahaba. Sometimes somebody will call out, As-salatu jami'ah. In other words, come and assemble, just like how one assembles for salah. Adhan is called out and people gather for salah. When it was not salah time, or sometimes it used to coincide with salah time, but a caller would call out, As-salatu jami'ah. Come gather. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would share some important advices with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. All the time he was concerned about their being successful in the true sense of the word. The Quran Sharif says, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the true success. So if a Sahabi came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, أوصني, give me some advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would know the weakness of the Sahabi and he would advise him accordingly and he would say, لا تغضب. Don't become angry. Sahabi would say, Ya Rasul, give me some more advice. لا تغضب. Some more advice. لا تغضب. So in that particular Sahabi, that weakness was found, that he used to become angry very quickly. And there was a need for him to control his anger. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that particular Sahabi on that particular occasion not to become angry, to control his anger. Like that, open any Sahabi's biography, you will find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him various advices. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu is going to Yemen. Beautiful advices Nabi sallam shares with him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, Ala inna fil jasadi mudghatan. There is a piece of flesh in the body. Idha saluhat, saluhal jasadu kullu. If this piece of flesh becomes correct, it is reformed, the entire body will become reformed. In other words, the eyes will see correctly, the ears will hear correctly, the legs will move towards correct things, the hand will touch and feel the correct things, those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to do. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. But the moment this piece of flesh becomes bad, then the entire body becomes corrupt and bad and evil. And therefore this person's actions will be contrary to the demands of Sharia, against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure and wishes. They understood what was the marifat of Allah, to become an arif of Allah, to become an ashiq of Allah. And therefore in the ibadat of the Sahaba, you see their ibadat, their salat different to our salat. Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala and Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala, they are both appointed to look after the Muslim army whilst the Muslim army was resting against any enemy that would come. So they say to themselves that we've got the entire night, why don't we share? Share half the night, one person will stand and he will guard whilst the other rests, then he'll wake up and the other one will sleep. So Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala was appointed first half of the night to stay awake. Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala fell asleep. Whilst he was in this condition, then he thought to himself, I'm just going to stand. Let me engage in salat. So he commences, after reading Surah Fatiha, he commences Surah Al-Kahf, the 15th para. As he's busy reciting, he's so absorbed by the words of Surah Kahf, an enemy comes, sees him, and shoots an arrow towards him, pierces him. 3 times he is pierced, until finally he lunges forward. Ammar bin Yasir wakes up to see his friend in this condition, blood. He asks him, why didn't you wake me up? He says, Allah's qasam, I was enjoying Suratul Kahf. I was consumed by the verses. I was taken away. His mind was totally focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he did not want to break and terminate his salat. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een, their hearts were pure. Their hearts were clean. There was no nifaq, hypocrisy, there was no shirk. They rid their hearts from any pride, malice. Imagine Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala and another sahabi, they go. This sahabi wants to get married to a certain girl, and he sends Salman radiallahu ta'ala in to go and propose on his behalf. Salman Farsi wants to get married. So he sends this sahabi to go in with the proposal whilst I wait outside. The sahabi goes inside, he puts a proposal on behalf of Salman radiallahu ta'ala. The family members say, Amma Salman fala, as for Salman, we are not too happy with him, but you interested, we get you married now. This poor sahabi got caught up in that and he agreed. His nikah takes place, he comes out. Salman says, what's the story? He says, I'm feeling embarrassed, ashamed of what happened. He says, what happened? I went inside to propose on your behalf, they got me married. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, look what he says. He says, I should be embarrassed when I decide to propose for a woman whom Allah has already decreed for you. Now their hearts were pure. This is, we talk about qalbi salim, qalbu taqi, naqi, heart is clean, pure. There's so many incidents like this. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala is going past, he makes wudu. He's got his shoes over his shoulder. The water of wudu is dripping down his beard. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seated to Sahaba, he says, a person who's going past now, he's a Jannati. One particular Sahabi got very interested that there must be something in this Sahabi's life, he's a Jannati, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving Basharat. So he makes a plan and he makes an excuse to go and spend some time. He says, you know, I've got some problem at home. If you don't mind, can I stay with you? So Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says, no problem, come. So 3 nights he spends with him. He doesn't find anything strange except that in the night when Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas would become very, when he would wake up at night, or when he would turn, then he would take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make some dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing unique in his life. No extra ibadat or dhikr or tahajjud. So after 3 days he tells him, see, this is the truth. I came to see what was your life like at home. What action are you doing that's so different from us that guarantees you Jannah? He says, nothing. This is the humility of the Sahabi. Then he says, yeah, perhaps this one thing, that I don't have any malice in my heart for any person. No malice in my heart for any person. Now this is such an important aspect of our life. Sometimes we make a lot of ibadat, and we heard this from Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayhi again and again, that a person is tahajjud guzar and doing so many ibadat, but your muamalat is not correct. The manner in which you deal with people, the manner in which you speak with people, how you treat your neighbors and servants and wives and children. When you enter the home, you're like Bayezid Bustami, fond of people. You portray that you are very, very pious. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Anas radiallahu ta'ala, who was his khadim, youngster, 10 years he spent with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya bunayya in qadarta an tusbiha wa tumsiya. Wa laysa fi qalbika ghishun li ahadin faf'al wa dhalika min sunnati. Oh my son, if it's possible for you every morning and every evening, that you are in this condition that you don't have any malice in your heart for any person, then that is from my sunnah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. Whoever loves my sunnah, then he can claim to that, that he has love for me. Or he has truly loved me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ Whoever loves me, he will be with me in Jannah. So these majalis that take place, and used to take place, the focus was to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a majlis of iman. Where we rekindle of iman, it is a majlis of tawbah. We make tawbah and istighfar. We realize the wrongs we are doing. And everybody is weak. Nobody is perfect. I mentioned last week also, in fact, from all the people who are seated here and assembled here, I am the most weakest. Alamgir rahmatullahi alayh, when he was a king, then in one town, the minister had passed on. So somebody felt, another minister nearby or his friend felt that his son should succeed him. But obviously it had to be passed by Alamgir rahmatullahi alayh. So on the way, this minister tells a young boy, who was very witty, very intelligent. He rehearses some questions and some answers. If Alamgir asks you this, then this is a jawab you must give. If he asks you this question, then you must say this, so that you may qualify in the interview that he will do with you, and you will be successful, and he'll make you the minister of the town. Finally, when they reached Alamgir rahmatullah alayhi, then he was making wudu at a pond, the hoz. So after introducing themselves, Alamgir rahmatullah alayhi takes hold of this boy's both hands, holds him above the hose, and he's dangling above the hose. Both his hands are in the hands of Alamgir rahmatullah alayhi. And Alamgir asks him, "Oh my son, tell me, I'm going to drown you now, what are you going to do?" He says, he began to laugh. He says, "Are Badshah salamat, you have got both your hands into my hands. Both my hands you have got. Even if you hold me with just one of your hands, then too I've got no fear that you're such a great king, you'll never drown me." The king understood his wit. What is the lesson the ulama and mashayikh say? That Alamgir rahmatullah alayhi was such a big king, great king. He held this child with both his hands. And obviously will not let him drown. Do we think that when we have our hands in the hands of Allah, or when we hold the rope of Allah or the ring of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us failures? It is impossible. وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ Whoever turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, his qibla is Allah. He becomes restless when he is not engaged in the dhikr of Allah, or when he is ghafil, when he is heedless. Out of the masjid, he is not comfortable. All the time he wants to be close to his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa huwa muhsin, he does good deeds, righteous deeds, pious deeds. He does those things that will make his Allah happy. He will shun evil, and this shunning of evil, taqwa, 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 we have heard so much of it. The amount of bayans on taqwa we have heard already. Let us see how much we have practiced on it. And now it is time that we all focus our attention to all the advices that we were given and really make this concerted effort and serious effort. We've already mentioned in the last few programs the loss that we all are suffering. So now all of us, every one of us, we have to seriously pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make this azam, resolution, that Ya Allah, I am weak. It will only be through your help and assistance that I will be able to change my life. Month of Ramadan is such a noble month, such a Mubarak month that I mentioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as reported by Salman radiallahu ta'ala. He says on the last day of Sha'ban, Nabi mentioned, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ A very auspicious, a very noble, very great month comes over you. It is a blessed month. The word Mubarak is mentioned. Full of barakah. The problem is that we don't have those real eyes of the heart that we can see the barakah. The only barakah we understand is the barakah on the Dasturkhan. The Ahlullah, they can see the barakat flowing, coming down from the skies. Long before Ramadan, they already experienced the anwarat of Ramadan. They are waiting for this mihman to come. Talking about barakah, Ayyub alayhi salatu salam was swimming in a lake or a river. And it was after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cured him of his illness. And Allah ta'ala had given him plentiful, more than before. Suddenly he sees golden locusts coming down from the sky, falling into the river. Ayyub alayhi salatu salam hurries and he begins to gather each one of them. Then he hears somebody calling out, "Oh Ayyub, have I not sufficed you from all this? I have given you plentiful. Why are you still gathering all this gold or this golden locust? You're not in need of these things." He said, "Oh my Allah, it is true what you are saying, that you have made me independent of any more wealth in this world. But Ya Allah, there is no independence from your barakat. This is your barakat coming directly from the asman, from the skies. Therefore, I do not want to deprive myself." Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali's famous example, month of Ramadan. We should go out and get the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The analogy or the simile he would give, there's drought in a place and suddenly there's a downpour of rain. And everybody goes out with their buckets and their containers and the utensils and the cans to get as much as water as possible. How foolish will be that person who goes out, takes his bucket, turns it upside down. When everybody comes back with their buckets full, he comes with his bucket empty. Now this is the month of Ramadan. Every single day Allah's rahmat, Allah's barakat, maghfirat is pouring down. Nabi Sallam himself mentioned, "Awwaluhu rahmat, wa awsatuhu maghfira, wa akhiruhu itqu minan nar." First part of Ramadan is rahmat. Second, maghfirat. Third part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipates a person from the fire of Jahannam. So, shahrun azim and mubarak. In this month, we know there is Laylatul Qadr. And from the ahadith, it is mentioned it is in the last 10 nights or the odd nights of the last 10 nights. I'tikaf is important, it is sunnah. We don't get Ramadan throughout the year. We don't get i'tikaf throughout the year. So we should make ourselves available or set out such a program that we finish up all our work during the month of the first 20 days of Ramadan and the last 10 days we sit for sunnat i'tikaf in the masjid. If we are unable to do so, at least nafil i'tikaf, sitting in the masjid for as long hours as possible, making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Laylatul Qadr in the hadith it is mentioned is better than 1,000 months? Greater than more than 83 years of ibadat. Inshallah, details on that will be given the cause of Ramadan, importance of i'tikaf. Rasulullah then went on further and he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made roza in the month of Ramadan first, compulsory. And therefore a person who breaks his fast intentionally without any valid excuse, or he fails to keep roza, he can keep roza for the rest of his life, then too Allah will not accept his roza. As-siyamu junnah. What is this roza? It is a shield. Ulama explain it is a shield from the evils of our nafs, from sins, from the temptations of our nafs and the egos. And that is why when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw a group of youngsters, and when he asked them if they were married, they said no. And then he encouraged them to keep roza. When a person keeps roza and he's fasting, then the shahwat he has in his body, and the passions and desires to commit evil and move towards zina, immediately they are annihilated, they are destroyed, or they are curbed. And therefore, when the person is keeping roza, automatically, you will see after a few days of fasting, by the third and fourth day, you naturally feel some piety. You just feel so humble. You just feel close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You begin to engage in du'as. You'll find yourself making dhikr and tilawat. This is a good sign. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept Ramadan like that. So asyamu junnah, it is a shield from sins and ma'asi. And it is a shield from the fire of Jahannam. Therefore in the akhirat, when the person goes to Jannah, one special door, Babur Rayyan, is exclusive for those people who were sa'imeen in this world, who used to keep roza in abundance, beside Ramadan, other rozas also. So they will enter from that door which is called Babur Rayyan, an exclusive door for them, in honor of such people. In the hadith Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, As-siyamu li, wa ana ajzi bihi. Roza is made for me, it's for me. Not to see other ibadat we don't make for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, I give the reward myself. Other rewards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints angels and a reward is fixed for salat, hajj, etc. Because in roza, ulama explain, there is this element of ikhlas, sincerity. Unlike other ibadat, I'm performing salat, everybody is watching me. The thought can come in my heart that somebody is watching me, let me now make longer rakats. Zakat, somebody might see me giving some zakat, hajj, everybody is watching. Roza, beside the month of Ramadan, obviously, everybody is keeping roza. But generally, roza, Monday and Thursday, we don't know who's keeping roza. So many people as here have kept roza today, that during the day we were not aware of this. Unless he came as a mehman, we offered him something, then he said, no, I'm fasting. So because there is this element of ikhlas, sincerity, you're doing it, not for any show, therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself gives the reward for this. And ulama explained from a hadith also, Allah says that this banda of mine has made such a sacrifice that he has left his food and drink and other pleasures which are halal normally. He has abstained from these things solely for my pleasure during the day. During the day we are fasting, so we abstain from eating and drinking and all other pleasures which were normally mabah and permissible for us. For who? Allah says, min ajli, for my sake. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, I will give the reward of the fasting person myself. One fard a person performs in Ramadan, he gets a sawab of performing 70 fard in any other month. One nafil a person does in Ramadan, he gets the sawab of performing one fard in any other month. So the sawab is increased manifold. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it is shahru sabr. What is sabr? One is a sabr when a person experiences some loss, some calamity, he makes sabr. Then there is a sabr ala ta'ah. To be devoted, dedicated to your ibadat. You're reading salah. Or you've been giving zakat or hajj, whatever the ibadat is. You don't discard this ibadat. You are firm on it. You are steadfast. And then there is sabr anil ma'asiyah, where you are able to restrain yourself from that guna. You are tempted. Nobody is watching. What's there if I just see a movie? There's nobody. Let me just go in onto that pornographic site. Nobody is watching. Respected brothers and elders, sisters are also in the madrasa and listening. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Allah cover our faults. But there are so many wives who are crying because they find their husbands, either through the cell phone or the internet, they are busy engaged in porn sites. Those wives are making sabr. They have caught them out many times, many times. Those husbands may have promised them that this is the last, I won't do it anymore. But again they are tempted and again they fall into this abyss of guna. What does this poor wife do? She doesn't want to expose her husband. Who can she run to? He takes advantage of the situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. They are very difficult times. And that is why we have to inculcate in ourselves the taqwa. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah ought to be feared. Allah consciousness. Allah is watching me. Allah is watching me. Not only in the masjid. There's heart. Oh, Hazrat Mawlana, one of his like Bayans, he had mentioned, that this iman, or this heart of ours, after we reach some spiritual elevation, and we feel so different, the kayfiyat in our heart is different, and we feel that our anwarat, perhaps in Ramadan, or in Haramain Sharifain, or in the masjid, with dhikrullah, we come out, we feel so good. He says, don't leave the heart behind in the masjid. Take that heart with you at home, wherever you go. Now in the car, don't listen to that music. When you go home, you're tempted to watch that television, or go onto the internet, or read some novel that's going to take your iman away. Or indulge in such things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want you to see you in those things. So these temptations will continue. It is a wrestling match between ourselves and nafs. Sometimes we are overpowered, sometimes we overpower nafs, right till mouth. So it is shahru sabr. Otherwise in the hadith it is mentioned, kam min sa'imin, laysa lahu min siyamihi illa dhama'u. How many a fasting person gains nothing from his fast, except thirst. Whole day he kept roza. What did he achieve in the end? The fact that he abstained from food and drink, that's all. He gets no reward whatsoever. Allah wants to shower us with His rewards. Allah wants to pour that maghfirat and rahmat to us. So let us understand what is Ramadan before Ramadan starts and commences. Let us appreciate this Ramadan and value every single moment of Ramadan. There isn't a moment of Ramadan which is deprived or void of any barakah. Every moment. Especially at the time of iftar. Very common, every masjid. Everybody is engaged in the samosa and the bajja and the alim. MashaAllah, no problem. Halal, jais, eat. Allah used to keep on saying, eat plenty. Live a comfortable life. Nobody saying you mustn't enjoy your life. Mustn't have plenty to eat and drink and wear clothes. But stay away from guna. Times and places where we're supposed to be engaged in the ibadat of Allah, then that time we have to be serious. The last few moments or minutes before Maghrib Salah, before Iftar, those are extremely valuable moments for dua and supplication. لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَان. There are two joyous occasions for a Saim. One is at the time of his Iftar. One is because he's going to open his roza, but the time is for dua. Just before that, he's going to engage in dua. A fasting person, dua is not rejected by Allah. It is accepted. We all have got problems. Allah knows exactly what our problems are. Now there is a time when we should engage ourselves. Cry and beg. Shed those tears. Do not worry what the next person will say. The thought might come, people might think, I'm showing off, I got no ikhlas. We must engage ourselves. If we cannot cry, then make the cry in face of a crying person. Show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how desperate we are. Ulama explain, a beggar that comes, and we don't want to give the beggar anything, so we chase him away. But he shows us his desperation, and how needy he is. He comes again, he begins to pull out our clothes. Again we push him away. Finally we jump into the car, we find him coming and tapping on the window, and stretching his hands out to us. Then we feel pity and we open the door or window and we give him something. Like that we have to beg and beg and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep on knocking and knocking. Not that most of the time we make dua, we raise our hands, and after some time we tired and we put our hands down and we feel we have done our duty. No. Allah wants to see how sincere we are. What type of beggars we are. Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Allah says, oh people, you are beggars. Allah has given us the title of faqir. Fuqara, you are beggars. You are muhtaj. You are dependent. You need me. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. Allah is independent. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need our du'as. But Allah loves that. Ad-du'a mukhul ibad. Allah wants to see us humbling ourselves. We realize, acknowledge that He is the master. He is the one who forgives. He is the one who provides. That is what Allah wants from us. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith, there's so many other things that are mentioned. The gist of the hadith is, it is shahrul muwasat, a month where we show our generosity. Throughout the year, we should be generous to the needy, the poor, the widows. Not only in the month of Ramadan. But in the month of Ramadan, the thawab is increased. It is a time when everybody's heart is soft. There are people who require some oil, they require some flour, they require something to put at the table. We have to go out and search for such people. In most cases, our zakat, our sadaqat, whatever it is, our charities, we just gather it and give it to a person and we expect him to distribute it, which is permissible, there is nothing wrong with that. But the feeling and the true kafiyat that a person will enjoy when he himself searches for a poor and needy family, and himself he goes and takes that hamper, and then he sees a smile on their face, and then the du'as he gives, of course, zakat we have to give. But when we search for that needy person ourselves, then that is the true spirit of zakat. So in the Shahr al-Muwasat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the month of Ramadan, it is mentioned, كَالْرِيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ, like a wind, which is pushed, and is going to bring rain, to show that type of generosity is going to bring torrential rain. Like that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give so much in the month of Ramadan, more than any other month in the year, and we know how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give throughout the year. Imagine the month of Ramadan, how he would give. It is a month, yuzadu fihi rizqul mu'min. We all ask, Murana, make dua for barakat. Allah give me barakat in my rozi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised, in the month of Ramadan, the rizq of a believer is increased. The problem is, we don't have yaqeen. We don't have yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah. And therefore we don't see the effects of these ahadith and these du'as. When hadith it is mentioned, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ, whoever clings onto istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, whoever clings onto it, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ دِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا, Allah will make an opening for him from any difficulty. Whatever the difficulty is, Allah guarantees him that Allah will remove that difficulty. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, and Allah say, and Nabi says that Allah will provide for him from unseen sources. He didn't even imagine somebody will come and give him that hadiah. He didn't ask for it. Allah will provide for him. When we have that yaqeen, firm conviction, by making istighfar, Allah will grant me these things. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمِّنْ فَرَجَ, from every grief and sorrow, Allah will remove the grief and sorrow from him. So we have to have yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat is coming down. Allah's rahmat is so vast, so vast, so vast. And the hadith is mentioned so beautifully that maktubun ala al-arsh, it is written, engraved, inscribed on the arsh of Allah, inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi, that verily my mercy supersedes my anger. Allah's mercy is such, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing salah to the sahaba, he makes salam, a Bedouin comes. On the back he shouts, he makes dua, O Allah have mercy, Allahumma arhamni wa muhammada, O Allah have mercy upon me and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wala tushrik fi rahmatina ahada, don't join anybody else in that rahmat, just for myself and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns around. What did you say? Come here. Kindly. He repeated these words. Nabi Sam then explained to him the vastness of Allah's rahmat. And he says that Allah has divided rahmat into 100 parts. 100 parts. Just one part. That is 1% of the rahmat Allah has sent down into this world, which you and I enjoy. The mother shows to her child. Animals show to their children, you and I have for one another. Just that 1% of Allah's rahmat. 99% Allah has held it back for the day of Qiyamah, when He'll have the rahmat for His believers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with the sahaba. Some people were taken as captives, some enemy. Disbelievers, among them there was a slave girl. And she holds a little child, clinging onto this child, showing a lot of love and affection towards this child. So he asked the Sahaba, do you think, أَتُرَوْنَ هَذِهِ طَارِحَةً وَلَدَهَا فِي النَّارِ, you think this woman will throw this child into any fire? Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, she's showing so much of love. Impossible. He says, Allah's qasam, Allah has more love for us than this woman has for her child. There's one kitab, Jibal al-Zunub wa Sayl al-Ghufran by Mawla Fadl Ilahi. It's in Arabic. Jibal al-Zunub means mountains of sins, and wa Sayl al-Ghufran, floods of Allah's maghfirat. In there he's got many ahadith and incidents. He mentions the story of Dhunnun Misri rahmatullahi alayhi. Dhunnun Misri rahmatullahi alayhi was sitting along the banks of a river. Not far from him was a drunk person, absolutely drunk, totally oblivious of his surroundings, you know, what's happening. Dhunnun Misri Rahmat was engaged in the dhikr of Allah. Suddenly he sees a very strange thing, that there's a frog going and there's a scorpion jumps on the back of this frog. So he watches. Suddenly he goes towards this drunk person. And then suddenly he sees a snake crawling up this drunk person, just about to bite him. When the scorpion comes off the back of this frog, bites the snake, kills the snake, saves this person. So Nun Misri Rahmatullahi Alayhi is taken aback. He says, Ilahi, Adha fi'luka biman asak. Oh my Allah, this is how you deal with that person who is making your nafarmani. Disobedient to you, still saving his life. فَكَيْفُ بِمَنْ يُطِيعُكُ. How will you deal with that person who then obeys you, O my Allah? Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah is Kareem. In Ramadan, Laylul Qadr, اللهم إنك عفو كريم. تحب العفو. فَعْفُ عَنَّا يَا كَرِيم. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, make abundant istighfar in the month of Ramadan. He mentioned clearly in the hadith, make abundant istighfar and abundant dhikr of La ilaha illallah. And ask Allah, beg Allah for Jannat, and beg Allah to save us from the fire of Jahannam. These four things have been mentioned in the hadith. And then Rasulullah mentioned, Man fattara sa'iman, whoever feeds a fasting person some food, kanat lahu maghfiratan min dhunubi, it will be a means of his sins forgiven. It will be a means of his emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, every one of us doesn't have enough food to feed a fasting person. And Nabi says, no. Even if it is one date, or a sip of water, or a sip of milk, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you your maghfirah, save you from the fire of Jahannam, and also, the sawab of that fasting person, whatever he got for keeping roza, you also will get the sawab. And he will get full sawab, you will also get full sawab. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned something very beautiful. Man saqa sa'iman. Whoever feeds a fasting person, something for him to open his iftar, make his iftar work, open his fast, whether it's a sip of water, some date to eat. Saqallahu min hawdi. Allah will give him water from my house, Kawthar, on the day of Qiyamah. Sharbatan la yadma'u fihi abad. La yadma'u ba'dahu abada. One sip of that house, Kawthar, after which he will never ever become thirsty. Allah has given us plentiful. Now let us look for those people in those areas, in those countries where they don't even have sufficient iftar. There are many places. Many places. Even in our country, not even a decent khajur to eat. There are so many virtues of Ramadan. It is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, when a person keeps roza, then there is an odor that emanates from his mouth. That odor is more beloved to Allah than the fragrance of musk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifies and decorates the jannat of the fasting person every single day in Ramadan. Shayateen are chained. Now we have heard previously, shayateen are chained, yet we're still making gunas. A simple explanation is given. that because the 11 months of the year, we are so accustomed, habitual of committing gunas, sins. The moment you come out, casting lustful glances. Na mahram woman. The wife is sitting next to us, but we are roving our eyes. No fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Watching those porn sites or television, those haram videos. Engage in riba, zina, Allah save us from all these things. Nobody is perfect. May Allah hide our faults. May Allah give us that taqwa. This is the period, the training period, training ground. Ramadan, shayateen are chained. But we have to be serious. One step we take towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah comes running towards us. And if we are serious, then the entire 30 day period, this month of Ramadan, we will find after the month of Ramadan, because we made so much of ibadat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to preserve our amal. That anwarat that we gathered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us even after the month of Ramadan. All the ibadat we make has an effect on our hearts. When the heart is affected, then Allah makes the entire body affected, as I mentioned in the beginning. They say the jalak of this nur will be such, the effulgence of ibadat from our heart, it will even show on our eyes. No matter how dark a person may be, but from his face a person will make out this is the Hajjat Buzar, or he's from the Zakirin. A very great Buzurg. Shah Muhaddis Dahlavi Rahmatullah, Shah Ishaq Muhaddis Dahlavi Rahmatullah Ali, made so many hours of ibadat in the Jami Masjid of Delhi. So many hours, zikr, tilawat. And after so many hours, he comes out of the masjid. The nur of the amal was actually flowing from his eyes. He happened to set his eyes on one dog that was going past. Ulama, as Thani Ram mentioned, that dog became the bacha of the other dogs. Other dogs began going behind that dog. He said, how I wish that then a person, human being was being passed, or a believer was being passed, and Allah would make that person also a wali of Allah. The point is that the ibadah that we make has an effect. Just like how sin and ma'asi has an effect on us. When a person commits sin, and he does not want to refrain from those sins, then his heart will become very heavy. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi in one kitab has mentioned very frightening things. In some other occasion we mentioned, he even talks about the heart, the spiritual heart becoming inverted. Naqsul qalb. He talks about the heart becoming disfigured, taking the figure and shape of swines and donkeys. Allah has given us this occasion. Rahmat, maghfirat, idqu min al-nar is the month of Quran. Hold on to the Quran, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu say, لَوْ طَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُنَا If only our hearts were pure, لَمَا شَبِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ Then we would never become satiated and filled with the kalam of Allah. We just want to read on and on and on. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, he would recite the entire Quran in one rakat. One rakat, entire Quran. Now nobody is asking us to, because we are absolutely weak, we cannot even recite one para correctly. In the month of Ramadan, let us set a target. At least minimum, one para a day. So the end of the month, one Quran khatam we have made. Mullah Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, who started the work of tabligh, we know his taqwa, his piety. But his mother, elderly woman, in the month of Ramadan, every single day, one Quran, plus 10 paras. One Quran plus 10 paras. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah, Imam Shafi rahmatullah Ali, very famous about them. In the month of Ramadan, 60 Qurans khatam besides the Taraweeh Salat. 61 Qurans. And they were people who were occupied in serving the Ummat. Allah gave them barakat in the time because they were sincere, they were dedicated, they were loyal bandas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many other things I would love to have shared with you of the Quran, Rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Roza. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make this Ramadan a different Ramadan. Time is running away like a block of ice which is melting. Read the tafsir of Al-Asr and you will see how important time is, how we should value this time. Let it not happen, Ramadan comes, it goes by, and we do not make proper use of the Ramadan, otherwise we will be cursed then. Man adrak Ramadan, whoever attains Ramadan, and he fails to seek Allah's maghfirat, such a person in the hadith is cursed. Ba'uda. We know the other hadith when Nabi said, Ameen, 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 when he ascended the minbar, because Allah sent Jibreel salatu salam with three curses, and Nabi said, Ameen. One was that person who disobeys his parents, one was that person who does not say, send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one was that person, month of Ramadan comes, and he has all the chances and opportunities, but despite all that, he is so arrogant, and he fails to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not forgiven, such a person is also cursed by Allah, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a different Ramadan. Such a Ramadan that we now become the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in the remaining part of our life, or the remaining 11 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true taqwa, that we're able to ward off evil and shun evil, and we're able to stay away from guna, and we become such humble servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, make dua, I'm leaving tomorrow for Umrah. I feel that it is very necessary for me to go now. We need to rekindle our iman and get spiritually charged, as Hazrat always say, rahmatullah alayhi. And knowing my weak condition, now has become even more important for me to go. I'll just go for a very short time, just in 9th of Ramadan, inshallah, we'll return. If we don't get our Jannatul Baqi, inshallah, then we'll have to return. But inshallah, the remaining of Ramadan, we will spend in this masjid and try and do the same programs as Hazrat Morana had done in the past. In fact, even in my absence, from the very first day, we've got capable ulama also here, and they will continue the same program after Fajr Salah, after Asr Quran reading. After Taraweeh Salah for the first 10 nights, we will play the important and very inspiring series of Hazrat Rahmatullah, especially the last 10 days of Ramadan. They were very inspiring, the Muraqabah Maut. Perhaps we might even play one this Thursday, this coming Thursday. Hazrat spoke about maut, 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 and he had mentioned Allah knows best when our time will come, and how we should prepare for maut, and how we should value our month of Ramadan. So the first 10 nights of Ramadan after Taraweeh, so those who wish to sit, you can sit, but it will be played on the receivers as well, and you would hear and get inspired. Although he is not with us, but he has left these treasures for us. So we are not lost, although we don't have him physically with us, but it will please his ruh. If after his demise now, we take lesson from all the treasures he's left behind, and we bring this in our lives, that will cause him to become happy in the qabr. And after that, the Taraweeh Salah, of course, will be the same Hufaz and Ulama who performed last year. The exact team will perform this year, inshallah. We make dua for all the Hufaz and Kiram throughout the world, and for every believer, that Allah Ta'ala make it a beautiful Ramadan, and Allah now make us his close bandas, his muqarrab, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم يا الله إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا Oh my Allah, we have oppressed ourselves. We have wronged, Ya Allah. We have committed so many gunas upon gunas upon gunas. Our hearts have become so heavy, Ya Allah. Our hearts have become hard, my Allah. We have become so distant away from you, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, we don't even enjoy our ibadat, our dhikr, our tilawat. Oh my Allah, you cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. You purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Remove all that filth and of gunas that we have, Ya Allah. Make us a clean heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us close to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to change our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you don't have raham upon us, you don't shower your maghfirat upon us, Ya Allah, we will be losers. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya Allah, besides you, there is no other Allah who can help us. Ya Allah, besides us, you have got many other bandas. You don't need us. You don't need anybody. But Ya Allah, if you wish, you can focus your attention to any other bandas of yours. And you can totally ignore us, O my Allah. O my Allah, do not ignore us, my Allah. Forgive us for ignoring your Quran. Forgive us for not bringing the teachings of Rasulullah SAW in our lives, Ya Allah. We repent, Ya Allah. We admit and we confess our gunas and our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai. Ya Allah, hum zaif hai. Ya Allah, we require you. You are qawi. You are not ajiz. You are not helpless. You are not weak. Ya Allah, nothing can stop you, Ya Allah, from helping us. Ya Allah, you will lose nothing to shower your mercy upon us, your favors and your boons and your kindness upon us, Ya Allah. Your khazana will never become exhausted, O my Allah. Your khazana is full. Ma indakum yanfad, wa ma indallahi baq. O my Allah, you will give and give and give, and you will lose nothing. Nothing will diminish from you, O my Allah. O my Allah, we require your assistance. Ya Allah, we want your ma'iyat, Ya Allah. We want your qurb, O my Allah. We want that taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be, Ya Allah. Like the poet says, that he is preaching about taqwa, 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 but his garment is full of ma'asi and sin. Oh, my Allah, you cleanse and purify our external and our internal, oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, every single person who has assembled here today, our mothers and sisters in the madrasa at home, wherever they may be listening, oh, Allah, you grant us a spiritual Ramadan. A Ramadan full of taqwa, which you have mentioned, la'allakum tattaqoon. Help us to keep our rozas. Make it be easy for us. Our tilawat of the Quran, our taraweeh salah. Oh, my Allah, we are weak. We can't make long rakats. We can't stand up for such long rakats and such long rukus and so long sajdas and such long tilawat. Oh Allah, don't make us complain of the hufaz kiram. They are making they are performing their duty. They are trying. They will make errors and mistakes. Oh Allah, don't let us not complain and complain about the hufaz kiram. Let us honor them. Let us respect them. Oh Allah, help us to make abundant dhikr in the month of Ramadan, abundant tilawat in the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, you help us, Ya Allah, now to change our conditions. Oh Allah, you change our conditions. Oh Allah, you are so kareem, Ya Allah. You are afu. You are the most beautiful, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah, most generous Allah. Oh Allah, we require you the most now in our lives, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, out of your hikmat, your wisdom, you have taken away, O Hazrat Mullah Rahmatullah Alayhi. O my Allah, we are like lost flock of sheep, O my Allah. O my Allah, but you are still there. You are Hayyu wa Qayyum. You are not going to let us down, my Allah. You have never let us down, my Allah. We have got husn adhan, Ya Allah, in your greatness, O my Allah. O Allah, strengthen our iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman. Help give us tawfiq of amal saliha. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of everybody, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the entire ummah is parishan. Remove our difficulties, Ya Allah. Whatever problem, social, domestic, Ya Allah, financial problem. Ya Allah, people are going to court. People are suffering at home. Wives are being abused. Children, Ya Allah, they are becoming arrogant and disobedient to their parents. Ya Allah, their parents are crying. When children are taking to drugs and they're going to gambling dens and wasting their money. Ya Allah, people are spending their time in zina, in riba, in filth, in ma'asi. Oh, my Allah, you forgive us, oh, my Allah. You forgive us, Ya Allah. Help us to become like sahaba ikram, like the tabi'een, the salaf salihin. Give us a beautiful maut, my Allah. Give us a beautiful maut, Ya Allah. Give us maut in Medina Sharif. Give us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Give us a maut, Ya Allah. It's such a maut that you are happy and razi with us, Ya Allah. You must be pleased with us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, Ya Allah. Grant me Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. The ala maqam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Remove them from any azab if anybody is suffering from any azab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing in hospitals at home, wherever they may be. Ya young people, Ya old people, Ya Allah. There are people who just phoned us before we came here, who have got cancer and got other diseases, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are Shafi, Ya Allah. There are so many people, there is no other person, there is nobody now to make this dua for them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are well aware of all the conditions and all the sufferings of the entire ummah and whatever desires we have, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we beseech you, oh my Allah, to fulfill all our desires, Ya Allah. Fulfill all our desires, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make everything easy for us. Make our suffer asan for us, Ya Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, maghfirat, your marifat, your qurb, your yaqeen, Ya Allah. Help us to strive in your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to become nek and salih from the abrar, from the atqiya, from the muqarrabeen, Ya Allah. Protect us from the fitnas and fasad of Dajjal, Ya Allah. From the fitna of mahya and mamat, from all evil temptations, Ya Allah. Give us best of dunya and the best of akhirah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا عظيم يا عظيم انت الهي لا اله غيرك فاغفر لنا الذنب العظيم فانه لا يغفر العظيم الا العظيم يا الله يا الله يا حي يا قيوم. Oh my Allah, we had committed such big sins, such grave sins, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, those sins were azim, my Allah. But oh my Allah, for a sin that is azim, it requires an azim person like you, oh my Allah, to forgive those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are azim. We ask you by that sifat of azmat, ya Allah, your sifat of maghfirat, ya Allah, forgive us all the sins we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, O my Allah. And don't make us go back to those gunas, O my Allah. Don't make us go back to those gunas, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلِيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.